What does TUM stand for?
Translate, understand,
math. Mefarshim?
Mefarshim and summarize.
No, the best part.
Seal.
Oh.
What does that stand for? Wait, hold on. I have it written down. I'm fine. So what?
So that's what we're gonna do today. We're gonna focus on one pasuk. One pasuk is actually I have to apologize. It's last week's parsha.
It's okay.
But I noticed something and I think it's amazing. And the so what is really good. So we're gonna translate, understand, mefarshim. So what? Okay. I think it's a great mahalach, by the way. Not just because I came up with it. So the pasuk in last week's parsha, it starts talking about, of course, about Shabbos. And then it says Mishkan. Yeah?
Yeah.
And we learn from here Shabbos takes precedence over the Mishkan. And then, and as some might say, one of those boring psukim, when do they get interesting? Mm-hmm. So the pasuk says, do you want to take a look? It's Lamed Hei Chav Aleph. Lamed Hei Chav Aleph. It's the first pasuk in Sheni. Vayavoyu kol ish asher nesoi liboy. Ready? Help me translate. T, Thomas, translate. Vayavo.
They went.
And they came. Kol ish.
Every man.
Asher nisa'o libo. Well, you got to translate this tachab. You got to translate this tachab.
Wait.
Came every man that nisa'o libo. Let's get the context. Moshe Rabbeinu just came down from Har Sinai for the second time. He has the actual luchos that weren't broken. It is right after Yom Kippur. And he comes down and he says, Shabbos, let's build the Mishkan. Yeah? So now the pasuk says, Vayavo kol ish asher nisa'o libo. Came every man that libo is his heart. What's nisa'o libo? His heart lifted him. You with me? It's a funny thing to say. The Torah doesn't usually get so colorful with us.
Which pasuk are we on?
Perek Lamed Hei, pasuk Chav Aleph.
Lamed Hei, got it.
Vayavo kol ish asher nisa'o libo. Came every man whose heart lifted him up. You with me? Funny thing to say. V'chol asher, and all that, Nadva Rucho. So what's his Ruach? What's Ruach? Spirit.
Fair, yep.
So what's Nidava? This is last week, Vayako. What's Nidava? What's Nadva Rucho? A Nidava, what's a Korban Nidava?
Moved him?
A voluntary offering. Yeah? Nidivus Alev is generosity, giving. Whoever had a giving spirit, a spirit of generosity. So again, the context, ready? Moshe Rabbeinu was going to bring down the luchos. Cheta Egel smashes the luchos. Klal Yisrael has to do tshuva. Rosh Chodesh Elul Moshe, Hashem says, Moshe Rabbeinu, come back up, we'll do this again. 40 days and 40 nights later, Moshe Rabbeinu comes down with the non-broken luchos, the luchos for real this time. He puts them into an aron, and he says, Klal Yisrael, Shabbos, and now we need to build the Mishkan. And everyone's all excited. And of course, everyone's going to go get everything they need and get to work. Everyone's very excited about it. It means Hashem Shechin is back with them.
Yeah.
Okay. What's
it? Every man in his
heart lifted him up. So who came? Who came? Everyone whose heart lifted him up and all whose spirit of generosity brought him. Hey, view is Trumas Hashem. They brought all of the donations for Hashem, Lamalech, Zalmoyed, etc., etc., etc. So there are two types of people described in this pasuk. What are they?
They came to give donations to Hashem.
People whose hearts were...
There are two people described in this.
Every man's heart inspired him to come
for the work of the tent.
And every spirit is motivated.
Yeah, so we have two. What are the two terms here?
His heart inspired him to come. Everyone whose spirit moved him. Heart inspired and spirit moved.
Nasalibo.
Are we good?
Yeah.
So the Nasos is to lift up, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, the Hebrew
word. And Nadvarucho is like generosity.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be like whose heart
expands? Yeah, if you have Naso and Nadav.
Sure. It says Nadvarucho means whose spirit was inclined, basically. Yeah.
So the words mean Nadav Arucho, his spirit of generosity. He had a Nidvas Ruach, Nidivus Alev, Nidivas Ruach. So two people. There are like the generous people, and there are the hearts lifted up people. So far so good? All we did was translate. So I don't know why there have to be two types of people. Does anybody want to try to figure out what it even means? The second one's easy, right? If the rabbi comes and says, guys, we need a lot of money for the shul. We want to build a new ark. We want to have new seats in the shul. We need to fundraise. There are going to be people that are very generous.
Yeah.
And they're going to give money. Yeah. That is what's called what?
Nadvarucho.
What in the world is Nasa'o Libo?
They were inspired.
They feel the cause.
But what's the difference between the two?
I think it doesn't look like there's a difference, but it could be.
There is a difference. I think Nadvarucho is more like, I'm a part of this. It's not as, it's like, you're generous, but you kind of feel obligated to do so, and you're kind of like, you know, like this is good for me. I'm a Jew. This is good for my spirit, good for my neshama. You know, I'm doing this. I'm happy to do it. Blah, blah. Not so Libo is like, this is my cause. Like, I'm giving, but like, I'm also like, I'm asking other people to give. Like, let's do it. Let's go. Let's get
this. So it's like levels of like dedication, how much you really feel it connects to you.
Yeah.
No.
I think the first one's way better.
What do you guys think? What's the difference between the two terms? No, come on. Put away the phones and use your brains.
One's lifted, one's
give the Ribbono Shel Olam your heart and your mind. Ribbono Shel Olam is asking for your heart and your mind. We have a pasuk, and there are two types of people that we're giving to the Mishkan. So what are the two types? What do you say? We've moved past T. We translate. We're up to you. We're at understand. Right? This is the second part of decoding a pasuk. Translating words is not good enough, right, Taish? Because it's boring. You have to get to the understanding. What does it mean? What does it mean? So we said to ourselves, it's interesting. There are two types of people described in the pasuk. There's nesias alev, a lifting up of the heart, and then there is like a generosity of the spirit. So far on the floor, we want to know the difference between the two.
That's like saying generosity of the spirit, in my opinion, is kind of being nice to the people. Because I think that's the bad thing. They're not... They're
generous. They're giving.
Okay, but like if you're a Jew, you're going to show my, you know, I want to go to Olam Haba, so I'm going to just, you know, give this. I'll do as much as
I think it sounds more like it's not like a force. I don't know. That's exactly my problem. Exactly my problem. It's like a funny thing to say. Both of them are a positive thing. None of them are negative.
Oh, yeah.
They're both, giving. They gave, you know.
I was going to say the first one was more of a negative thing.
More of a negative.
I was going to say, it doesn't have to be
a negative.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's here. Let's get, why do you do that?
Because it sounds like when they lift up their hearts, it's like something or someone is doing that for them or whatever. They're lifting up their heart. But then the generosity, that's like they're being generous because they already are like generous. They are nice. But they're neither negative.
So either his heart is lifting him up to give, or his spirit is giving him a generosity to give.
No.
Well, just think about heart and spirit. Heart is like, my heart is, you know what I mean? Like, that's me. Spirit is kind of like connected to the tribe, you know? Like, everyone has a spirit. Not everyone's heart is feeling it. So I just think spirit is like, I'm here to give, like, that's just my duty.
You're going to miss everything if you leave. Yeah. Okay. So that's a thought process. What comes after you?
Mefarshim.
So we're gonna take a look at. Can you look at the Ramban? I posted it on the chat. If you want to follow inside in the words, you can follow the words. Otherwise, you can just listen. The Ramban. So he says, "Came every man asher nesa'o libo. His heart lifted him up. Ala chachma or hachachamim." Ha'osim b'malacha. This is talking about, okay, basically what the Ramban does is he says, the pasuk isn't exactly what it sounds like. Because the pasuk is talking about building things, doing things, or talking about giving. If you look at the pasuk, it's just talking about donations. So it talks about, sounds like it's saying, there are two types of donors. There's the heart uplifting donors, and there's the spirit of generosity donors. Right? That's what it sounds like. And the Ramban says, nope.
It's about building?
Nope. The Ramban says, the people that are called Nisa'o Libo are not people that made donations. I mean, they might have made donations also. But it's not talking about the fact that they made donations. Because you know what it means? You have a bunch of people that were slaves in Egypt for 210 years. Okay, maybe less, whatever. But they were slaves in Egypt. They were not taking courses in craftsmanship. You know what you have to do to build this Mishkan? We're talking about sophisticated weaving. We're talking about metalworks. We're talking about carving into things incredible. I mean, this is not something that I don't think you and I could do. Has anybody here know how to do anything like that?
No.
Has anybody here ever tried to whittle with wood with their pocket knife?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah? Did it come out the way you wanted it to?
It did.
Really? Never whenever I tried it. Every single summer, my wife has projects with the children, yes? She goes onto YouTube or whatever, finds a project, tries to do it with the kids, and it never looks like the project. You know what I'm saying, yes? Never, ever looks like it. Now, some of them do. They do a good job sometimes. Okay, but the point is, like, it's so hard to make it the way it's supposed to look, no?
Yeah.
It's very, very challenging. You have to train yourself. You have to go to classes and learn, and it's a chachma. So let me ask you a very important question. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Har Sinai. He needs serious craftsmen to be able to produce this Mishkan.
Sorry, we're busy.
Wait, what?
He needs serious craftsmen to produce this Mishkan.
No,
who's going to do it? Who's going to do it? Again.
It's over.
He needs serious craftsmen to produce this. This is a serious. This is right. Can you imagine? Hey, anybody want to like carve the stuff for the menorah? I'll try. You know, right? We want it to be beautiful.
Yeah.
You need an expert. None of them are experts. None of them. You with me? So, what does it mean? A person Hashem is the olivo, says the Ramban. The people that really, really, really wanted to do it, and they said, "I'm going to do it." HaKadosh Baruch Hu transformed them. He lifted up their hearts and gave them this wisdom and this insight and this capability that they didn't have naturally and not unnaturally. They never learned it. Yeah? It's like it's a nice. So Ramban says that that's what a Kaddish Baruch Hu did. The people that are called Nadva Rucho, those are people that made donations. But the Nisa'o Libo means that their hearts uplifted them to a place that they weren't there before. They were uplifted to a place that they never... Yeah?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's what the Ramban says. There was nobody that ever learned any of this stuff. Where did it come from? This is a nes from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and that's what a Kaddish Baruch Hu did.
Yeah.
What did we do so far?
T-U-M.
Now we need a so what.
Now we need a so what. Okay, you guys first.
Can we stay on the member
list first? Yeah, sure.
Because I'm not liking this at all.
Okay.
I completely disagree.
Okay, go ahead. What's wrong?
I just think, like, it's such a cop-out answer to say it's a nace that Hashem, like, this is the Jewish people, like, they lifted their hearts. I think it's more of like, listen, do I think, like, yes, they didn't have the skills, or maybe they gained them because their hearts were uplifted? Yes, that's possible. But nowadays, we're really nace. Like if any of us were super motivated and felt like, okay, like, we see the cause here, we see how important it is, we would feel like our hearts would be in it, and we'd get the task done a lot better. We'd also take our time, be slower.
Yeah.
Like, realistically speaking, like, you were talking about the arts and crafts. Like, when I'm doing arts and crafts, or when I'm, you're doing a pocket knife to, like, make a, like, insertion, I don't really care that much about it. I'm just going to do it. If it doesn't come out right, then it doesn't come out right. But when you use your heart for something, you take your time, you go slow.
Yeah.
You make sure you get it right. So I don't think it's a nace. I think it's more like they really put their hearts into it. They understood the
beauty. But that was my whole presentation to you, is that, like, you know, every time you try to do something that you don't have an expertise in, you do spend time and you try. I mean, have you ever been to one of these painting nights?
I'll be honest with you.
I mean, you know what I'm talking about?
If I really love something and my heart's in it, and I take my time. Yeah. I don't care how long it's going to take.
Right.
It's going to be perfect because I'm going to take my time.
Okay.
But it's not true. It just doesn't work out that way.
When you're getting married,
it's true.
Okay. I mean, I hope so. Maybe, like, you're just super talented.
Time, like, okay, this clearly is not going to work. Like, let me test it on this.
Have you ever painted?
Yeah.
And did it come out the way that it looked like the other guy did it?
If I take my time.
Seriously?
It'll be better.
Okay. Oh, yeah, so
maybe you're just really talented. I don't know. I mean, it
listen,
just doesn't work
really
that way.
Talented? Yes. Is everyone like me? No. Yes, it's not a big deal.
Anyway,
we don't talk about it.
No biggie.
The Ramban's point is that this phrase,
that's like the whole nace
Nisa'o Libo. Okay. But this whole phrase of Nisa'o Libo does not appear by people that make donations. That's his essential point.
Okay.
If you look in the parsha, the generous people, it says it by donations.
Yeah.
And you don't find the term of Nisa'o Libo by people that make donations.
Well, also,
you do find it by the people that did the malacha.
I agree with that. Also, if you look at the text, it says, every man whose heart inspired him came,
mm-hmm.
and everyone whose spirit motivated him brought the portion of Hashem. So
good.
Brought,
that's his point.
You got what I'm saying? Like, yes. Came and brought.
Exactly. So the people that came, says the Ramban, were not coming just to make donations.
Yeah.
They came to participate.
They came, yeah.
Good? So that's T-U-M.
Okay, yeah.
What? Give me some so what. What do you say? Taish, this is where it becomes meaningful
this is
and
the
interesting.
Most, this is the best advice you can get anybody today.
It's interesting.
Meaning?
So,
meaning, if you have... Here's
verse.
What are
you
thinking?
Do you have something you
wanted
to say?
So it says in the Ankylos.
Oh.
Sure.
I'm gonna name my first.
The Aso Kol Dvar
Deisrei. You may want to think twice about that.
The whole D it adds in the word Ashlemes, so in part became full. It adds in the word
Ashlemes. That's Ruach. That's Ruach. That's Ruchei, right? The first one of lifted up his heart is Yisroei Libe.
So why was it full? What does that mean? So it says in the Targum
Yonasan.
Naming it because
it's
going to
be a lot cooler in the future.
Yishlemes Ruchei Ben Vuasa. That
it was
filled with
Nevuah.
It's full of prophecy.
So what?
The people.
Say it better.
What Yonasan is saying is that the people in the other category
had
Nebuah.
The problem with that is that he's talking about the people that were which ones? The Lev or the Ruach?
Well, say better.
That's Ruach. Right. So he's saying a different idea.
All right, Ruach, should I say myself?
But we're working with the Ramban for now.
Okay, first of all, this is literally what
the
Jewish Ramban people are right now. You have people that are learning,
mm-hmm.
and people that are donating.
Okay.
So that's just one thing. But also, I think, like, whenever it comes to doing anything in life, there are going to be two kinds of people. And especially if it's, like if you're a part of a company, there's two types of people. There's the people that really believe in the message of the company. They're going to work especially hard. And there's people that are going to do their due diligence, you know? And I think the reason that this is great for this, like, important, especially when it comes to the Jews, is... Like, when I was thinking, like, that it's a negative thing, that they're just generous, it's actually a positive thing, because you're either involved or you're not. But I think it shows that every Jew felt that they had a responsibility, regardless, they weren't all, like, there, but it shows that they have responsibility, and that they're willing to put in their part, regardless. Even if it's not, like, you know, going there and taking their time, using their hearts, they feel that they have to, you know, help out in
mm-hmm.
some way.
Mm-hmm.
So... I think it's a great message.
There's, I would say like this, that there's a beauty of Klal Yisrael in that Klal Yisrael always have a nadva rucho. The nedivus halev, the nedivus haruach means that Jews have a lot of generosity. I don't know what happens with you guys, but like I get about 5 to 7 charity requests a day, you know? And people feel like you have to give because there are a lot of causes, and people do. You can't always give a lot. But people try to help out all these different causes that exist in Klal Yisrael, and people have a spirit of generosity. You know why? Because Klal Yisrael's always wanted to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael into the world. Yeah? And we have this tremendous spirit of generosity. I'll tell you the but. The but is that whenever a person asks you for money, and you give money, right? How do you feel? Good, right? I mean, you should feel good because you just gave to a very important cause.
Yeah.
The negative side is that now you feel like you've done your part. You know what I mean by that?
Yeah.
I've done my part. I get my money. And now what? And now somebody else will take over and actually do something with it. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, for example, there's a lot going on in Eretz Yisrael. So someone says, you know, we should daven. She's okay, we should daven. Let's say a kapitel tov. And we say kapitel tov. Could a kapitel tov change the world? 100%. 100%. How do you feel after you say the kapitel tov? Ready? Let's go. Let's move on. What show is on tonight?
Huh?
No, I did my thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I did my thing, and now I move on. But the people that are actually schlepping things to the soldiers, the people that are actually doing all of the stuff, that's a different world. It's all-encompassing. It takes over their lives. And, you know. Now, to do that, it takes a different type of person. Hashem nisa'o libo. that their heart really pushes them to do something that's way beyond making donations. Are you with me? I want to take this a step further. You ready for me on this one?
Yep.
You ask me a step further. Ready?
Yeah.
Another step further than so what? Another step in this is that Nisa Olibo is not just generosity. What does Nisa mean?
To
lift up, right? Nisias kapayim kohanim, right? Nisias kapayim, to lift up the hands, yeah? Nisa is to raise up. So it's not only that the heart pushed him. You with me on the English here? It's not just that his heart pushed him. What does his heart do? It lifted him up. It uplifted him. What am I trying to say? Another very important difference between a person that gives and a person that does is that the person that does becomes uplifted. The person that gives changes. The Ramban says those people were given talents they never had before. They were transformed as people because of what they did. Did the people that were so generous and gave, did they become transformed? No, they didn't become transformed. They did their thing, their yotzei, they feel good about themselves. They did a very good thing. But it doesn't become a transformative activity. Why is this so nogeya? What's like mamish, the so what, that's so critical about this pasuk? So I don't even really notice this, right? The tzad hashaveh. What tzad hashaveh mean?
This is literally...
Tzad hashaveh. Tzad is a side. Maz is shaveh?
Equal.
The equal side. You know, how do you translate normal English? Tzad hashaveh? The common denominator, yeah? The tzad hashaveh. Equal, what they all share in common. All the parashios. Truma, tetzaveh, kisisa, vayakel, bugut. It's all about the generosity of Klal Yisrael. But it's all about giving. Why do you think that's so important, Bizvan Hazeh, Chavra?
So important, Rav.
Why?
Because that's a quality star right now. Listen, Rav.
The Torah is alive.
Navarucho is modern orthodoxy.
The Torah is alive.
Navarucho is modern orthodoxy. Naso Libo is being a
I don't know that that's true. I don't know that that's true. But the Torah is very much alive. And it's speaking to every generation now. And I'm going to ask a question that's been asked for thousands of years and give an answer for 2024. The question is, why do we have to have so many parashios about the Mishkan? You with me on this one? Why do we need so many parashios, so many details, again and again and again? I'm not going to give you the answer. I'm going to give you the 2024 answer. You know what the 2024 answer is? Because we live in a time where everything is about me. Now, I'm not blaming anyone here.
Not you, specifically.
Me, not you. I'm talking about me right now. If you want to talk about yourself, you can talk about yourself when I'm done. Right. Everything's about me because you can't help it. There's nothing you can do. You go shopping, and the next thing you know, your news feed is giving you information about what you were shopping for. Yeah. That's a fact. I've noticed it repeatedly recently.
Disgusting.
Yeah? My kid says, can you please buy me a remote control car because I won the raffle in Avos Uvanim. Before I know it, I'm getting all these stupid news feeds about remote control cars, how they work, and this one and that one. I'm like, I don't care. Why are you telling me this? The answer is because we're shopping for one on Amazon. That's nuts. Everybody knows your news feed's going to tell you the things you're looking for. You're not going to hear anything you don't want to hear. You're only going to hear the things that you've previously clicked on and anything that's related to it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The whole world's like this. Well, the Google Lens and the Apple goggles and the Google, all the googly eyes that whatever company's going to come out with, right? I told you this already. You're going to see people and it's going to tell you what you can get out of them, what you want out of them. You're going to look at a store with that glass and it's going to come out, it's going to say what's on sale because that's all you care about. You can look at a person that's going to tell you what's no good to you, what their business is, what networking you could do with that type of person, because it's not about them, it's about me.
And that's what marketing is too nowadays, right?
Marketing's always been about that. Advertising's always been about that. And that's why, we walk around the whole day with advertisements, everything's screaming out, dude, what do you want? Let me help you. What are you? You, me. It's not our fault. It's been so incredibly imposed on us that we don't see what other people need anymore. We only see what we can get out of them. And that's how we've been trained to see and to look. You agree or disagree? You agree with this? You think it's true? Honestly. You feel it?
100%.
So the 2024 answer to this question
is that the Torah is screaming out, Chevra, you need to give. Chevra, you need to look to find what other people need. You have to see what other people want. And you have to go help them. And when you do that, you become Nadvarucho. You get Nedivus Alev. Help them out.
That's why it's not a negative one, but
it's very positive. Tremendously positive. Now that's just level one.
Yeah, that's level one.
But that's just to become a Baal Chesed. Just a Baal Chesed. But you know, you want to transform yourself? You want to become a person that becomes transformed? No, it's not good enough to just give. You have to go out and do something. You have to go to places where you're helping people. You have to see what their needs and build something. Do something. Not just give money, make a donation, you know, maybe make a phone call. You have to, like, do something. When you actually get out there and you help people, it's not just a reflection of a giving spirit. It's transformative.
Wow.
So when the Ramban says it puts into a person something he didn't have before, yeah. It gives him a talent he never had. When you go ahead and you put yourself out of your comfort zone to do some kind of chesed, by the time you're done, it becomes something that becomes natural to you.
Wow.
You gain sensitivities, abilities, kochos that you never ever had, because that type of chesed is transformative. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
That's the buzzer. Pasha. Translate, understand, mefarshim.
So
what? Again, start from scratch. We saw a pasuk, and it says, very boring pasuk, says Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Har Sinai, Yom Kippur, says, Chevra Shabbos, we gotta build a Mishkan. Everyone says, yay, build a Mishkan, let's make donations. And everybody comes. But in the pasuk of everybody coming to make donations, there are two qualities, there are two types of people listed. There's the Nisa'o Libo, and there's the Nadva Rucho. So we translated the pasuk. Nisa'o Libo is his heart lifted him up, Nadva Rucho is his spirit, he had a spirit of generosity. Okay, translated, understand. Understanding means you have to understand why there are two types of people making donations, what's the difference between the two types, and what does that mean? So we tried to understand. Okay, there's a spirit of generosity, but something else killed the guy. His heart uplifted him. And we didn't really know what to do with that. So, of course, we moved on to M, to the Mefarshim, and we saw the Ramban. The Ramban says, just in the Pshat, there are two types of people, because only one of them was the donors. Because the Nadva Rucho was everybody, you find that terminology by all the people that made donations. They had a spirit of generosity. But the Nisa'o Libo, says the Ramban, don't make a mistake. They weren't there because they were just donating. That description of his heart lifted him up is talking about the chachamim, the craftsmen, the people that actually did the work in the Mishkan. They built things, says the Ramban, because there was nobody that knew how to do that in Mitzrayim. They were slaves. They were just told them to lift this, push this, move this. They were teaching them how to delicately carve flowers or create pomegranates for the big day kahuna. They didn't know how to do any of that stuff. So there were certain people whose hearts lifted them up and said, well, I want to do it. And to those people, says the Ramban, the Kaddish Baruch Hu transformed them. He gave them talents they didn't ever have. Because they really, really wanted to do it. Okay, very nice, beautiful, very nice. So what? So what? Ooh, wow. In the so what, I suggested to you that this couldn't be any more critical for our generation than probably ever before. Because the question has always been, why do you need so many details, Mishkan? Why is this Mishkan business so important? And I said, there are many different answers to that. The 2024 answer is, because it's all about giving. It's all about giving. Donating. Giving. Because we live in a time where it's all about me. Everything's about me. Me, 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 me. And in 2024, we need to be told, you have to give. You have to give. Klal Yisrael has this ruach. We want to bring the Ribbono Shel Olam into Klal Yisrael and into the world. But there's two different types of people, says the Ramban. There are those that have a generous spirit, and that is beautiful. But if you really want to be something, then you have to be Nisa'o Libo. You have to be the type of person whose heart has lifted him up, has transformed him. How? What's that all about? By building it, by doing something, by not just giving the money and making a donation, but by getting out there, helping people, putting, not right, doing things with your time. You go to places where there are people that need your help over Shabbos. and you help them. And the first time you do that, you're like, I don't know if I can do this. But by the time you've done it for a few weeks, it's just natural. Because that's how it works. We transform ourselves by doing things, by being involved. I'll finish with one story. One story. There was, you guys have heard of Rav Elchanan Wasserman, Hashem Yinkam Damo, Hashem should avenge his blood, because he was killed by a shooting by the Nazis.
He has some epic last words.
He had a son named Rav Simcha Wasserman, who was never zochet to have children.
What were his epic last words?
He wrote them down. He gave a whole speech to Talmidim.
He said that one,
we're going to do a sacrifice.
The fire he would burn in would be the fire that revived the entire Jewish people.
We're going to be the sacrifice that's going to save the Jews of America, he said.
Really?
Yeah.
It's pretty hard.
It's written in the books they published posthumously.
We're not saved, bro, because we're doing that.
We're still here, and he's dead.
True.
So his son, Rav Simcha Wasserman, you can see, I don't know, they're like opposites. You look at a picture of Elchanan Wasserman, it's like scary. He gives you Yirat Shamayim. You look at a picture of his son, Rav Simcha Wasserman, he's like this bright smile, like, you know. Yeah, his name is Simcha, yeah. So, anyway, Ma'ase Shehaya, there was a group of Goyim, non-Jews. And this was the time of the Vietnam War. And they were drafted. And they went to fight in Vietnam. And these apparently were people who felt about themselves that they were very giving people, sensitive people, caring people. And they had to go kill people in Vietnam. And they came back after the war and they were devastated.
Cobra Kai.
They were devastated in their personalities because they felt that they had lost their sensitivity to life and to people. Right? It's like a disaster, no? You hear? So they used to get together and, you know, bemoan their fate and talk about it and try to figure out what to do about it, yeah? And they saw a sign. Rabbi Simcha Wasserman coming to town, giving a speech in the synagogue, temple, whatever, yeah?
Wasserman.
And they saw his face with stomach, and they're like, oh, we got to ask the rabbi. This is my Zachariah. So these goyim came to this drasha. I don't know if they understood anything he said, yeah? And then afterwards, they asked if they could speak to the rabbi. So he said, of course. So they asked him this question. And they said, we felt like we were very sensitive people before the war, but we had to go fight in a war and kill human beings. Now we feel we're just totally habituated. We're not sensitive to life anymore. What do? We get together and we talk about it and it's not going anywhere. And he says, I'll tell you what to do. How did you lose your sensitivity? Through an action. You know how you gain it back?
Through an action.
Through an action. You have to go visit people in the hospitals. You have to take care of people. You have to do things. Because as the Ramban says, when you get out there and you do something, your heart lifts you up. It transforms you into a different person.
And what happened to the going?
Actions speak louder than words.
Wow.
Is that true?
Not only do actions speak louder than words, that's part of it, but it's a different point than this. It's that actions can transform the person. You know what I'm saying? It's like a different word. Actions speak louder than words mean you can do something, but if you don't, you can give money, you can talk, but if you don't do anything, like, did you really make a difference? You know, like, what did you really do? But that's actions speak loud to people. But here, it's more than that. It's that it actually transforms us into a different person. Like, you know from experience, from Shabbos. It transforms you into a different person.
Anime on my side.
All right.